All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We're about at the end of Super Seducer. Might as well go ahead and finish it. We're going to do Chapter 9, Office, which was one of the first chapters we did in the original. So you guys may have seen our video on this. I don't think things have changed that much, but we're going to go through it anyway.
Can you cook? Well.
No way, you still play Candy Crush and you're on level 495. Amazing. You're working on the fort? How's it coming along? Who's that guy? Well, yeah, it's cool muscles, but is it okay to look at naked dudes at work? God, you're sexy. If we didn't work together, I'd fuck the shit out of you.
That's what it feels, right? Waiting on a report. How's it coming along? Working.
Okay, so how's the report coming?
Slowly, but the deadline is approaching, so I have to work on it.
Okay, when is the deadline?
The deadline is 2 days.
Okay, you've got a lot left to do.
I've done most of the research by now, but I have to draft it, you know, and just turn words around and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it's just writing now, you've got all the information.
Yeah, I've got all the information covered, yes, but I hope I'm going to make it on time.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I think she's from Spain.
Thank you.
He's Spaniard.
The goal here, remember, is to move things out of the office, right, into something social, then something romantic. So sticking around in this office subject, no, you need to move on.
Okay.
So what do you think of this new guy, Jeffrey?
I think he's a good lad. It's fine. My friend actually dated him.
No way. That's amazing, wasn't it? Wow, cool. Thank you.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he seems alright for working.
For work, that's
totally fine.
It doesn't matter, but the gossip's cool. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
That's what she did at the weekend. Talk about how bad it is that they stopped free lunches on Friday. Uh-huh. Talk about the hot girl you slept with last week in order to make her jealous.
A. It's not. C.
What'd you do at the weekend?
Basically what I do every weekend. Turns out, gonna be drunk.
Every weekend you do that?
Yeah, more or less. I'm young.
Yeah. And you always come to work on time. You don't keep vodka bottles in your desk.
That's not what I say to female coworkers when they tell me they got drunk.
They love it.
Oh, man.
They don't have desks to have vodka
bottles. I said, I get drunk all the time. I said, what you been drinking on? I tell what I've been drinking on. Elijah Craig. Don't you give my whiskey. I'm going to buy another bottle. I'm not buying this damn Jim Beam Jack Daniels shit.
Oh, hey,
it's not as strong as Elijah Craig.
I'm going to Las Vegas with my friends.
I may have got a bad bottle.
Oh, no. You got a bad bottle.
Yeah, I've got big plans.
You got a bottle they made on Friday.
To decide different people invite me. Cool things and trips.
That's a damn good whiskey.
You know, like flying places, some cool parties, and one of my friends is like...
I'm a Sailor Jerry fan.
Like house party and Hollywood Hills and stuff.
I can't do that coconut rum anymore. It's starting to fuck with my stomach.
Well, that's not coconut rum. That's just really strong rum.
I know, but I'm using the coconut rum. Man, they were still fucking talking shit.
Yeah. Report's finished, but... You do seem like a bit more stressed, overall.
I know.
You look great today, by the way. Compliment her. She'll appreciate it.
She's putting so much pressure on us. I really don't like the direction that the company is going.
Asked if she wants to be part of your conspiracy to take a dump in his office. How many goddamn times I've wanted to do that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Disagree. Take a dump in the potted plant.
Advisor.
Disagree and try to convince her. Ask her to meditate.
Meditate.
This isn't a real company. I'm a character. We're inside of a video game. Ask her if she wants.
No, I don't feel like agreeing.
Yeah, you're right. He's just.
That's not the right answer.
I think what we should do is we should sneak into the office, like at night when no one's here, go into his office and just take a dump on the floor, maybe piss everywhere or something like that.
Oh my god!
How old are you? 35. Well, this kid's games.
Kids games.
Have you heard of work ethics?
Yeah, but no, he's a dickhead. I like taking dumps. It's a perfect combination.
Oh. Have you tried a toilet ever for dumps? You know, not people's offices.
Yeah, but you don't like him, right?
See,
yeah,
I wouldn't be talking shit before. Material like to people you're interested in the first place.
And for other ways of solving issues other than dumping in people's offices.
This usually works for me, to be honest, but I'll think. Have a think.
I did notice a smell here.
No, I haven't done a dump here.
No?
No.
You sure?
Oh.
Well, you better not.
It's like that other game. It's like, I don't like taking shit, so
I'm
just gonna shit right on your couch.
It's quite funny. You will get fired if they catch you. Feel free to do it. I encourage you.
Disagree and try to convince.
Well, I know it's hard now, but if you think about it, anytime someone new comes in, they make a lot of changes, right? And there's bound to be some period.
I really want to do that one because it's breaking the fourth wall. And that would be interesting.
If we just wait a few weeks, I think everything's going to smooth out and it'll actually be a lot better because he seems really smart. So.
Okay, well, I'm hoping you're right.
Might have to go back just to try that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
If this is what you really feel, then say it and use some intelligent arguments, some logical points, and try and change her mind. It can generate attraction if you're looking intelligent, doing it in a smart way. So try that.
Right.
I used to work for Baxford, Baxter, and Bowtie, right?
That's correct.
Now what happened? Why'd you leave that?
Yeah, I was bored and I was underappreciated there, and I felt that I could do so much more.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. That is very nice.
Never
to
forget.
Hear. I will not. Will not. Thank you.
You want to find out if she's single? Ask about vacation plans and then whom she goes with. Ask her straight up if she's single. Talk about property prices and then if she rents and who she lives with. You must have a boyfriend at home. How could you not? Look at your arms and legs and feet.
Arms and legs and feet? You're missing the tits and ass and face.
Say that she must be single because she puts so much effort to look good at work. I like that one, but...
So do you have any vacation plans for me?
Oh, I do, in fact. Good plans.
Yeah?
Well, I'm going surfing to Portugal all the way.
You're going to surf too there, or once you get there?
Well, I'm going to use a plane to get there, but then I'm going to surf in Portugal, yeah.
Alright, very nice. I saw on YouTube that this huge, huge wave, the biggest in the world.
Yeah, the world record, 30 meters.
Oh, my God. That's mental.
Quite amazing, no?
Yeah, beautiful and...
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking to beat it.
Oh, Kelly called things memorized.
Yeah,
it can
do better.
Okay, but anyway, who are you going there with?
Just a group of friends.
So you're just going with friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl, girls.
Two girls, one guy.
Okay, great. That's gonna be really cool.
Yep.
God, that could be any more obvious.
Hey,
I'm single, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a little
bit too
close. Close to coming on to her. So, smooth way to do it is that. So, well done.
But what about taking a dump on the... You gotta, infiltrate her psyche and then you get it.
Wow, these are fucking typewriters?
What it sounds like. or some really high keys.
Indian food.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Ding. I like
it. You hear that? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so many Indian restaurants. I like it a lot. What do you have?
Chicken curry.
Yeah, spicy. Or?
Yeah, spicy. I like it spicy.
Oh, gassy.
Yes. Nice
spicy. Hey, that's good shit. I know what she's had. I've had it myself. It's good. Went to an Indian buffet and I tried everything. Oh. That's probably why my stomach's the way it is now.
Nah.
I've
had curry.
No, I had everything at the buffet. I just had everything. Babe, go and make me some tea. I'm having trouble with this report. Maybe if you get under my desk and blew me, I'd get some inspiration. Have that report on my desk at 9 a.m. Playful. Ask her how she likes the hot weather and talk about the weather in England.
Why has Sam got all his work done early? He was inspired somehow. I don't... It's like someone blew him or something.
Yes, sir. We'll be done.
Okay, let's fix this a little bit. Straighten this up. There you go.
Yeah,
sir. Okay. Yes, carry on. As you were.
Alright.
And increase that font size, plus one. There you go.
Done. Anything else? You know, I'm always open for any suggestions from you.
Carry on.
Will do.
Bringing some playfulness into the workplace is always going to be well received.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to build attraction, and here's a way you can do it. So it's a good choice.
Yeah.
Want to go to Shim?
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, listen, me and some of the guys and girls, we're going to the Shamrock afterwards. You want to come?
The pub?
Yeah, that one they have a pool and darts and ping pong and all that stuff.
I heard a lot about it.
You want to go? You want
to
join?
Sounds like a friend zone, man.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Doing well there, because the best way to invite a colleague out, especially if you're not sure, is to arrange some kind of
group event. Yeah.
So that's the way to bridge that gap between people that are just colleagues to people that see each other socially. Hey, are you doing any exercise stuff for the moment?
Yes, actually, I just started doing CrossFit.
You do CrossFit?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom can tell you. you do CrossFit.
Oh,
your
man.
Your legs are so sexy.
I can tell. I would love to rub all over you. If we weren't coworkers, CrossFit is for yuppie douchebags and nothing off of the world but their meathead bodies. I've been meaning to start CrossFit. Haven't found a good one around. Where do you do it? I'm not really into working out. I like sports and tennis. I like real sports like tennis or going for walks or riding.
D, if you're willing to do
CrossFit,
it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try it. I did try it once, but I just didn't like the place. So, where do you go?
It's just around the corner.
It's like a couple blocks.
Yeah, it's very convenient
it's
from
good.
Here. Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, maybe I'll try that one one day, if you don't mind me being in the same class.
No, not at all, not at all.
Okay,
well,
okay.
Not at all. Just get the fuck out of my face.
Again, this is great because it's the kind of innocuous conversation that can nicely lead to something outside of work, doing something together socially.
Talk about what else you both do for outside of work. Talk about the office party. I like that. Let's try it.
Karen?
Yes?
I wanted to know, you said you do CrossFit.
I think the office party would be too formal.
That's too formal.
At this point.
Nothing too exciting. I go to the movies, so I take pictures, I like photography.
Okay.
Also, salsa.
I love salsa chips.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Salsa.
Yeah, salsa's great.
I mean, you know, there's always the instructor guy, he's amazing.
That's fine.
And what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I like playing squash.
Caffeine raises your heart rate too.
I love squash. It's yellow.
Also,
you can pull it. Fried.
Yeah. But not mountain climbing, you know, holding on with one hand.
Mountains, delicious.
Interesting, interesting. So how long have you been doing this?
I've done it like eight, nine times or something. Why?
I always wanted to try. I mean, I read so much about it and some of my friends are doing it, but I never had the guts to do it myself.
Oh, it's not too scary. You always have someone supporting you and stuff.
Yeah, so I can't fall on my back and break my, I don't know, whatever, back.
Only if they wanted you to and cut the rope or something. But no, I'm joking. It's very safe and it's really good. You should try.
Yeah, it's very good.
Which gym do you go to?
Well, there are a few different ones. If you go to the same one all the time, it's boring. So always change it. But there's a good one for beginners. So, yeah, I'll tell you about it. I'll send you details. Or next time I go, I can even...
That would be great. Thank you.
I'm going right now.
In the workplace, it's all about transitioning to personal stuff, but in a smooth way. So it's right. The right option. Well done.
What are you looking at?
This is a design book by this artist, Cars. You like Cars?
I love Cars.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, look, they have the concept right in the beginning and then how it evolves over time.
Yeah,
like adding wheels and then adding other stuff, a little aerial on top, and then you have everything. Yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
I was thinking of getting a Tesla actually.
Yeah?
You like Teslas?
Yeah. Why, you like into environment and stuff?
I like electricity.
Mm-hmm. Good choice, good choice. I had many good reviews about it.
Ask her on a date, arrange to do one of the things she or you do outside work, invite her to the Shamrock again. I want your opinion on something important. Do you think this qualifies as sexual harassment? And whip out your dick. God, no.
I already know how it ends.
Karen, actually, in the break, I just called the climbing club, and on Saturday and Sunday, we could go at like 4 o'clock, and there's no people there and stuff. I can go either of those times. So, do you want to go?
Great news, yes. I'm in any of those. Which one is better for
you? Let's say Sunday.
Sunday's good.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
All right, great.
After church.
You're joking. You go to church?
Of course I do.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I go.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There a lot, but anyway, climbing pool.
He's like,
that sounds like he's lying his ass.
So
wonderful. So, you've smoothly bridged that gap between just chilling in the office to arranging to do something.
You're smoking, why is that?
Socially, perfect.
Holy water.
It's just new.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it.
What did you notice?
It shows your
feeling.
You're right, thank you.
I like it.
You need to go speak to Michelle in HR immediately to book time off to go to the Maldives with me. Let's take the day off tomorrow and drive to Vegas. Let's stay late tonight after work and make a dirty movie.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you've got to go right now over to Michelle's office in HR and you've got to tell her that you need holiday immediately.
Where am I going?
Well, I've just booked tickets to the Maldives, and we're going to go together. It's going to be super romantic.
Most women would fucking flip if they heard that. I'm serious. If a decent looking guy, you don't even have to be super attractive, but if you're a decent looking guy and you go up and say, hey, I've booked tickets to the Maldives, like, well,
I'll tell you.
I wish.
Escape from this shit.
Anyway. One time, this girl I worked with.
This is future projection, you know, getting to her to imagine doing romantic, interesting things with you. It's kind of playful, kind of funny, and it works well.
I was going to Scotland,
I'm done for the
Arkansas,
day. Why don't you pack it in as well?
And I was.
You know what? That's the best thing I heard all day.
She's asking what I was doing. I was like, I'm going to Scotland. She's like, I'd love to go. And she's like, what? I've always wanted to go to Scotland. I said, well, you know, you're more than welcome to come. She's like, really? And I was like, yeah, well, I'm sure we'll set you up with a place to stay and all. She said, that's amazing. That's awesome. I said, well, we'll drive up there tomorrow. She's like, what? Drive? And I'm like, yeah, Scotland, Arkansas. She's like, never mind.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. All right, well, let's finish it with Chapter 10, First Date Kate.
First date Kate.
Okay, choose the date location. Bar, 8 p.m., club with friends, coffee, 2 p.m., or hiking. You want to go hiking?
Yeah, let's try hiking.
If a girl's active and she shows an interest in outdoor activities, that can be great. But in this case, it wasn't the option to choose.
If she likes outdoor stuff. Bar at 8 p.m.
Ideally, we want nighttime plus drinks, right? To make sure the date goes as well as possible. So the bar is the best option.
That sounds like get her smashed and then enjoy.
Well, that kind of was the goal of dating in the earlier days. Now, you really, you know. I mean, that's why they had a bar, so two people could get
so
drunk.
You can lower your inhibitions.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, even if you're drunk, your inhibitions don't lower any more than they were when you're sober.
Opposite.
I don't think, but I could be wrong.
No, they do.
Thanks.
Mine do. I can tell you for a fact.
No.
You don't sit opposite.
The reason is, can't touch her up. No, but seriously, it makes it a bit harder. When you're sitting side by side, you get to kind of take a break, look around the room.
But
if there's an awkward silence,
I'm not going to do that though, because I've dated and I preferred her. She moved over to the side and I was over here.
I don't want to do side by side
when you first on the first date. I don't think you know each other well enough to do that. That's just me.
It looks awkward unless the sitting situation you could pull it off.
Yeah.
Like
if
you're going to see a band or something.
I think it should be kind of up to her in that point. Like, I mean,
a lot of it should be up to her, but they always leave it up to us.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, you know, most women, at least the woman that I was with, most of the women I went with, they would always go to the other seat. You know, I've never had too many women, unless we were actively dating. Yeah. If we're actively dating, then she would move over to that side. But most women that I have been with, they would basically, or I've, you know, talked to, or just anything like that, getting to know somebody, it's always the other side. Yeah. But if she really likes you, she will herself tell you to move over there because she wants to sit next to you. Yeah.
Come take a seat over here.
Okay, I see what he's doing. Oh, well, it's different. That's a couch. I thought it was like one of those old restaurant bar things. That's a little different.
And he sat down, but he kept eye contact, so she initially would sit down beside him.
Right.
So how have you been the past few days? What have you been doing?
Actually, quite a lot. I went to the gym as usual. And then did some work. That is boring, right?
Last night
I watched a movie.
Okay, what movie?
It was Seven with Brad Pitt. A nice one.
It's good, right?
That's a good movie.
Psychological, serial killer.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies to try to copy off of it now.
I like it very much. I think
well, you know,
smart.
The new Batman was done by the same director.
Yep.
Like,
I could see this influence.
It's quite a tough film, right?
Yeah, it is. But I like tough films.
So you watch horror movies and things like that?
Yeah, I do. I do quite often. I think they make you think, and it's interesting.
But not, what if there's loads of blood and people dying? You can watch it, or you kind of cover your eyes and stuff.
Not like that. I wouldn't watch The Saw or something like that because it's stupid, I think. But this one is very smart. You should know if you watch
it. Yeah, it is very smart. You're always thinking about, you know, how they can catch him and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I like the Saw films. And those films are very smart. There's a lot of
difficult and annoying because
complexities.
All those boxes I have to move and all my stuff.
Pack things up.
Pack up and then transport it all. Oh, it's so difficult.
Yeah, they say it's a stressful thing to do to move up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Offer to come and help. Use it as a reason to check her muscles. We did try this.
I think the main thing you're going to need is some muscles. So let me check your biceps. Let me know what you've got here. Flex it. Come on. See that Arnie move? It's kind of like a P, isn't it? Not much there.
No, it isn't. I'm strong.
Maybe. I remember I worked actually for a few days when I was a teenager as a removal guy. Carrying all the stuff.
Really? Did you like it?
It was very physical, and actually, I did. Yeah, I think it's good for fitness and stuff. So maybe you'll enjoy it, carrying stuff.
Hopefully, I will.
Nice one. You didn't fall for the trap, which is to always offer loads of help to girls that you want to sleep with. You want to resist that as much as possible. Yeah. And here, you've turned it around and actually used it as a way to get a little bit
all
physical
you do
and play
basically is treat her like a word.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what do you normally do in this?
Oh, let me go help and do that.
Yeah, of course I just
why don't you grow some tits and do it yourself?
Right.
I'm going to the gym, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like it very much.
What do you do there?
I do a lot of different things, actually. Mm-hmm. The main one is doing weights, usual stuff.
Okay.
And I also do 1 hour stretching a week.
Yeah.
It's very, very painful, but very rewarding as well.
For flexibility.
Yeah,
you want to be able to do splits or,
yeah, that's
or
my
kick,
goal.
Kick people in the head.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, and also I do Pilates sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting as well. And what about you? Do you do sports?
Yeah, I've done lots of sports. I used to do boxing, used to play squash.
Squash, eh?
And at the moment, I just do normal jazz.
Okay.
I've never played squash.
Quite a long time ago.
They don't play with... They don't play with squash, I don't think.
They don't play squash the way I play squash. I like to use your cucumber squash. And a lot of people prefer that. Just don't slip and fall, if you know what I mean. That's a penalty.
I've just finished Bulgakov's Master and Margarita, but it wasn't the first time I've ever read it.
You read it again? So
yeah, I like it very much.
One of your favorites?
Yeah, one of.
That's nice because it's classic literature, not like, you know, Harry Potter and,
yeah.
Harry and the girl with the dragon tattoo and all this stuff.
Mm, so you like reading as well?
Yeah, and I like reading, not just fiction, but if I read fiction, I like classics. But
okay.
I like reading sometimes psychology, business, biographies, all types of different stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like psychology as well. And biographies of famous people, that's good.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. And tell me, do you do anything creative? Or, I don't know, like singing, dancing, playing the violin, whatever?
No, actually, absolutely useless at singing.
Can't
do that, and don't like it.
I was going to ask you to sing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe we'll get you lessons and you can sing for me.
That can be interesting. Maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't play any musical instruments as well.
The xylophone thing or the...
The triangle.
That one seems like it'd be a professional one.
Yeah.
Not the triangle.
And
that's easy.
The crazy thing I do is actually...
Always say, I can be a vocalist and I can play the triangle.
Ding, 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 ding.
Try to get the bottom of how it makes her feel. Say that she can paint you nude if she wants. Say that you really don't get art. I like this one. Well, you're an artist, so what do you think? Try to get to the bottom of how it makes her feel.
Yep.
Paint is really interesting, actually. But,
yeah, it is.
But tell me, like, what does it give you? How do you feel?
Oh, it gives me a lot. In the first place, it helps you to reveal something inside. Mm-hmm. And in the second place, it helps you to express your emotions. And it's really interesting.
So it's not something, because I'm not a painter, right? So it's not something where, you know, you're sitting here, for example, and you just paint the bar and you're just trying to kind of copy it. It's something where something's coming from inside based on how you feel and who you are.
Yeah, it is. Because I like to create something that may not even exist in the real world. So it's basically my imagination. But sometimes I like to...
She likes to make AI art.
...that exists. If it's, for example, beautiful scenery or something I really like.
Very nice. So it's not... it's something that serves a purpose, like, emotionally for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. I'd love to see some of your paintings one day.
Oh, really? That would be lovely. I would be happy to show you something.
Marvelous. That's exactly what you want to do, because when someone has a passion, you want to dig down in it, get them speaking and telling you about their feelings, and it's definitely the way to go when someone reveals a life passion. So pay attention to that. Let's not leave this sitting here. Go have a drink.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Get drunk. My game isn't working yet. Get drunk.
Oh, yes, I do.
What here, put this in your drink. Yes.
Actually, I like both. I like cities, and I went to many places in Europe. For example, Prague and Berlin and Rome. Rome is amazing. So I like that. Yeah, of course, Europe is beautiful. And I also went to some exotic places like Lebanon, for example.
Oh, wow.
It's not dangerous then.
Yeah, once you get to England or get across to France, which you can drive the tunnel, you can pretty much take the train anywhere.
Wow.
And it's supposed to be really affordable.
Man, interesting.
It's very touristy, right?
I haven't been overseas, but I've heard
college
professors tell me about it.
Sure, sure.
It's not always the same stuff in the same hotel and speaking, you know, places where, because English people are different. Some like to go to, for example, Spain every year to the same place, only speak English, they don't know any Spanish.
That's quite boring.
Yeah, and then some people like just going somewhere super exotic where there are no tourists. I'm more like the second type. I don't like tourists.
Oh, really?
The jungles of Africa.
I go somewhere and the English people are so
exotic.
Not the jungles of Africa, good lord.
Tarzan lives here. But where is he? He must be 80 by now.
Everything's in English. You don't feel like you're traveling. So I like to go somewhere and only meet locals, to go to the local place. Like in, you would have seen it in Rome. You can go to some
restaurant. His vines aren't swinging as well as they used to, I'll tell you that much.
You go to a restaurant if you're lucky and you're like, oh, I'm sitting with Italians, so I must be in the right place.
Yeah, maybe you're right, actually. I should try that.
Yeah. And tell me, what's the, like, the, I don't know, coolest place you've been or most interesting?
Something that I really liked, yeah?
Yeah.
Recently I went to Cuba and it was amazing. I really, really liked it.
Disagree and say it's not such a cool place. Impressive with the fact that you've been to the Caribbean many times.
I guess.
Get her talking about the best parts of the trip.
This, I want to say disagree because it seems like every time someone says, this is my life, I love it, you disagree, this is why your life sucks ass.
Cuba, that's really interesting because it's kind of a strange
See,
was,
but
Americans weren't allowed to go there for so long.
I usually ask what they found, because
right.
The tourists,
right?
So I'm
interested. Yeah, it's not, and that's what's interesting, actually, because it's not easy to get internet even there, you know.
No internet yet.
Yeah, yeah. There is internet, but it's kind of difficult, so, and yeah, very interesting.
Wow, they're using like 56K.
Yeah, I liked it, but not all people can handle it, can you?
Yeah, I can handle it. I like to unplug sometimes, and then you feel how relaxing it is, and you're not checking your phone all the time.
Yeah, right. I do it sometimes as well, and I really like it.
But tell me, like, what's the cool stuff about Cuba? What did you really like about it?
Everything. I just liked everything. The nature was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. And
palm trees,
the people,
beaches.
Yeah, the main thing was actually the people, because they're very, very friendly and very different, and it was very peaceful there and safe, and everything was wonderful, actually. Yeah, you have to
people are often the most important thing, yeah, because if they're rude or if there's too many tourists, then it just can destroy the holiday, right?
Sure.
But you said they're very, very friendly, so you felt good there.
Yeah, you're right, I felt very good there.
Very nice. Excelente. You know, holidays are something that bring out a lot of emotions, you know, just compared to her telling you about, I don't know, her day at work, compared with a recent holiday. So it's an area that you want to explore, and you want to find out what she felt during that period so that she can kind of relive it and start feeling good again in that moment with you as she tells you about it. Plus, it's keeping the attention on her rather than just cutting her off and talking about something else.
So what about you? Do you like traveling?
Yeah, I do like travel. I don't like it as much as I did, because when I was younger, I would go away for months at a time and just go to different countries and, you know, come back home and then 2 weeks later go away again. Now I'm more settled and I like spending time at home, but I would say like every month I like to go somewhere. And I spend a lot of time in Barcelona. I've got a nice place there, it's by the sea. and have it all, you know, nicely set up with big television and PlayStation and stuff. So it's really cool.
Oh, really? PlayStation, you said?
Yeah.
You play often?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, really? I think games are just a waste of time. Don't you think so?
No.
Ah.
What? And I suppose you don't do anything that wastes time? Gonna go with this.
Yeah.
I wanna see.
What?
Or persuade.
I wanna play a game sometime. Fine.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think that it's okay to sit in front of the TV all the time with the controller.
Not all the time, sometimes. And of course you need a controller to play the game and a television, but you're telling me you don't do anything that wastes time?
Not anything like that, no.
Other things that waste time in worse ways, probably, yeah?
No, in better ways. So, yeah, I don't like games at all,
so if
really.
I spied on you for 24 hours, I wouldn't see you on Instagram reading Cosmopolitan magazine
no,
and all this stuff.
Definitely not.
No? You'd be, like, studying Shakespeare, going to the gym, and then, you know, reading another book, and reading another book, and reading another book.
Probably I do something, but games, I really know that if you start, then you just can't quit, and you're sitting there for hours, and you think that it's 1 minute.
No.
Does it happen to
no,
you?
No, not at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Remember the golden rule. When you're challenged, don't react with anger. Don't
well,
react
what
by...
What I'm trying to say with anger...
No, no, no.
Towards
we
that.
Weren't.
Be cool with it. And what about you? Do you have any, like, guilty pleasures or some really dumb TV shows, like reality stuff?
Well, let me think. Definitely not TV shows, because I never watch TV, actually.
Never?
I don't like it.
You don't have a television?
Only movies.
Ah,
I
movies.
Have television, but
ah,
I don't like movies and stuff. And I need to tell you that one guilty pleasure I used to have was smoking, actually,
oh.
But I managed to give up. And
are you sure you're not going to start again?
No, now
you
I...
Start a cigarette now and take some on.
No,
like...
thank you. No, I gave up, so
that's
no
good.
More. And I think nothing else, basically. So
all
what
right.
about you?
Actually, people are often surprised when I tell them I've never tried a cigarette.
Oh, really?
Not
once?
No, I smoked other things, but never a cigarette.
Okay.
Strange, right?
Yeah, that's
how I am, though. I've smoked other things, but not a cigarette.
Nothing too bad, you know, not a crazy alcoholic or addicted to anything that I shouldn't be addicted to. So, no, it's not too bad. And let me ask something that's a little bit, for me it's interesting, right? So indulge me here. What are your bad habits? Like, what are some bad qualities?
Like that. I think I can't really trust people well, so sometimes...
Oh, you can trust me?
No, I don't know. Sometimes I can seem a little bit unfriendly with people I don't know.
Ah.
So maybe that's a bad point about me. Also, I'm crazy about being on time everywhere, so sometimes I'm panicking when I'm running late and can be really angry or something like that.
That might be a problem.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
You're always safe.
I'm never late, but I arrive.
Tell me that.
I arrive like 3 seconds before.
Before?
Always
before.
Before,
not after.
I'm late if it doesn't matter. But if it matters, like a flight or a train or a... Well, when people are waiting, I'm not late. But if it doesn't really matter, if we kind of say, oh, around that time, then I wouldn't. And getting to the airport, yeah, not hours.
He's really asking some interesting questions, though.
Because
a lot of people don't even think to ask about, like, if the partner... But what if I'm late to this or that? You know, a lot of people don't even really talk about that stuff. It usually comes up in fights later on in the relationship.
Yeah.
It's our first date. But if in the future we go somewhere,
okay.
You can just go to the airport, like, 5 hours before. Do whatever you want.
Meet you there.
And I'll just come, yeah, I'll just come later and meet you on the plane.
Okay. That sounds funny.
All right.
Yawn and put your arm around her. Palm reading? Use the gypsy fortune teller routine to touch your ear. I'm curious about that. I want to see what this is. I've never seen that.
some kind of gypsy thing.
Do you believe in fortune tellers and, you know, horoscopes telling the future?
Oh, well, not really.
Me too. I thought it was complete rubbish. Yes, but one time I went to the seaside in England and there was this sign that said gypsy fortune teller come in, and, you know, I thought, why not? I'm going to try it.
Really?
She came in. Yeah. I'll tell you what happened. First thing, I came in and she took my hands and she looked at them and said, no, that's not it. And threw my hands down like that. And then she said, would you? I need something different. And she came like this and she touched my ear, looked into my eyes, and she told me that by the bumps on the back of the ear.
Really?
Yeah, she could tell me about my past life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, that could be anything.
Okay.
So she said that I was a knight.
You're a repeat sodomizer. And you're put to death.
She said that I died when I was tarred and feathered. Do you know what that
is? Shit, he did say it's tarred and feathered. That's not quite what some people get.
That's how, I guarantee you, a lot of people probably died from hot tar being poured on.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is, even now, and since as long as I remember when I was a child, I hate this smell of tar when they're making the, you know, the new roads or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty
something,
weird.
There's something in it.
Oh, maybe. Everybody hates the fucking smell of tar. No one says, tar.
This is a classic PUA, pickup artist routine from Baxter, and it works, you know, to an extent, but again, it's a routine. So you can prepare all
she
this
said
stuff,
I was a shit shove leader and I love my job. Every time I go to a farm, I said, oh, shit. Sounds good.
You enjoy it and you could use it. We could even use it just for fun, even telling them what it is. Did you like going out to bars, partying, all that stuff?
Actually, no, I don't really like it because people are just drinking there and I don't really like to drink.
Like
no.
You don't like to drink? Cheers.
No, they just cheers. I think they're just drinking a lot and then they're crazy, dancing everywhere, smoking.
Like shots and
all this. I don't really like that.
I got 100 of those.
Sometimes I go with my friends. When they
used to glaze the donuts, and every time I hook up with the girl, I finish it with like, that's another glazed donut.
I feel like dancing, but it doesn't happen often. That's why I don't go.
So, do I believe you? Yeah? So
what?
Who knew I was a donut glazer in my past life? Only the fortune teller with the back of my ear.
I'm very, very self-controlled.
But you're single at the moment.
She grabbed my crotch for some reason.
Really, I don't think it's a perfect place to meet someone nice.
Said you're a lucky man in your past life. You were
I don't believe in that.
What?
Wow. She's like, I don't believe in the internet.
The internet?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you, it's a real thing. You can look it up now. Use
the internet. On the internet.
Ask it if it exists. It'll tell you.
How is it? Because I know some girls, they're never single. They just have relationships, split up into the next one.
Yeah, maybe. I quite like it. I think it's better to be single than with someone you don't like or something like that. I really enjoy that. I have a lot of free time to
develop my
personality and to do something read and do more work. So I like it.
What's your longest relationship?
It was about a year.
A year? I once met a girl who said 2 weeks to that question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Don't you think so?
Yeah, very strange.
What about you?
My longest was my first relationship 2.5 years.
Oh, that's quite long.
Yeah.
I want to say a year. Maybe more.
It's about 3 months now.
3 months. If you don't mind me asking, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but why did you break up with your last man?
Oh, actually, we broke up because he was useless in bed.
Oof.
Ooh.
Make a joke about how you just need 3 to 5 minutes. Say that must mean she hasn't been properly satisfied in a long time. Sympathize and desexualize the moment?
Maybe.
I'm really confused.
The 3 to 5 minutes is funny, but it wouldn't go over well. She kind of, that's her trauma, is a guy not being able to do all the work.
I want to try this.
Ah, I see. So, and how long were you together?
About 5 months.
So you're together for that long, then you're single for a while. So am I right in assuming that you haven't been satisfied properly?
That's a playful way to put it. All yeah.
Right. Well, that's alright. I'm not promising anything. Definitely not tonight, because I have meetings tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see what we can do.
Fine, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because I was thinking about what Drexel would say. And that's exactly, because I remember he's talked to so many women that were in this position. And that's what he said. Oh, so you haven't been properly satisfied. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, they will tell you. Women are not shy if they're not...
Oh, yeah. Well, if they're attracted, they ain't gonna tell
well,
someone.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying if they're interested in you and they haven't been properly, they're like...
Many. I tell you. Yeah, I think the most important that he's honest and trustworthy.
Oh, no.
It's not about you. Yeah, and also, of course, I would like someone very responsible and very manly. Someone who can.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't mean the appearance, I mean the inner world, right? The character. Everything.
Right. Wow, the woman actually looks for a man's character.
Yeah, really strong character. Yeah, and I like smart guys, obviously. That's very important.
Well, okay, cool. Sounds like you're talking about someone.
Are you really?
Yeah. Do you know what kind of girls I like?
I don't know. I can guess beautiful girls, probably.
I like blondes, brown eyes.
Okay.
No, of course, you know, the physical appearance is important to start with.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe the physical appearance is important. Sorry, it just is.
I mean, you don't go up to someone
you're not, you don't find attractive.
Physical appearance is important, and then after that,
I think even if girls started going up to guys, they would go up to someone they didn't like.
Compassion.
And I like them to be actually quite different from me, so that they can tell me something different.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like it too.
But as you know, we agree, it's quite hard to find someone.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard.
Ask what grade she would get in kissing school. Kiss one cheek, then the other, then kiss her. Pounce on her and surprise her with a kiss. Do you know what time it is? Time to kiss. Tell her she looks like a baby lamb and tickle her, then kiss her. What the fuck?
That sounds gay.
Kiss one cheek, then the other, then kiss her.
I'll try to say that seems like a custom for...
Weird English people. Weird.
No.
Let me see
that first. That's actually really... That's really romantic. I like that. It depends on how close you are with her, but...
I think this is the first day.
Well, she's interested. I mean, it depends on how interested she is. You can kiss on the first date. Good Lord, we're not in the Puritan age. I'm gonna show you... Oh my God, she's gonna show me her forearm.
I know, but...
Oh my God! Can you show me some of your... Here, just show some of your leg. I mean, come on now.
I just don't give out these luscious lips to any girl.
Yeah.
Pair of tits and ass. I mean,
we did it.
All the way to the end and completed all 10 levels. Now, there is an even better ending if you go through and you complete them all with 5-star ratings, plus get 50% completion, but it will be worth your while, so I suggest you go and do it. As a reward for completing the game, I'm going to give you a few secrets in the making of it. Now, did you notice this? That there's a scene with a girl called Alexa, and there's another one called Jenna. We're talking about the club dance floor and the girl on the street, and also Thursday. Did you notice that that's actually the same girl? That's actress Shanna Vincent. Something else in the game is that in the friend to girlfriend level, Lilia, the girl in it, is actually my friend. She's my friend since 2012. And so a lot of the stuff that level is true, like her going on to a design course. Finally, maybe most shocking is that the girl Kate is actually
my wife. Oh, wow. That's his wife. You could tell that they were.
A little reward for you finishing the game. But if you want to go a little bit further,
And he meant it when she better learn to cook.
I've got an even better surprise for you. So maybe go ahead and do that. But again, thank you so much for playing, and I hope you really love the game.
Okay. That is it. Obviously, we're not here to, like, even though I'm sure people on YouTube, if even YouTube allows this game.
I don't know why it wouldn't.
They've gotten some shit. YouTube or other places. I know BitChute. I've looked at BitChute. There's not as much. We've gone more in depth than anybody else has. And we're actually playing it legit. A lot of people are just playing it for the funny stuff. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this enhanced version of Super Seducer. And you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
What? Super Seducer 2 next month. That's 2023 Super Seducer 2. We'll be doing that one.
Yep.
And I remember the first two, but there were a lot more scenarios than that. And then after we finish that one, we'll be done with them all. And we'll be moving on to something else. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. And this will be the Grim Lord of Dead Penetration. We thank you so much for joining us. And we are out on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Super Seducer.